The Milwaukee Police Department came under fire Thursday night over a recent collaboration with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The message from those who testified at the Fire and Police Commission meeting was clear: move quickly on a policy that prohibits Milwaukee Police Department's collaboration with ICE. Angelina Mosher Salazar was at the meeting and has the full report.
Chants from Voces de la Frontera and allied organizations filled the hallways of City Hall. More than 100 people were calling for stronger safeguards against collaboration between local law enforcement and ICE. Christine Newman-Ortiz, executive director of Voces de la Frontera, says the current MPD policy is too discretionary and lacks due process protections.
The change that we are seeking is very simple. It basically says that the Milwaukee Police Department is not going to be an arm of immigration in handing over information, participating in any kind of raid, or collaborating in any form unless immigration agents present a warrant signed by a judge.
The current Milwaukee Police Department policy reaffirms that immigration enforcement is the responsibility of the federal government, and police do not unilaterally undertake immigration-related investigations or routinely inquire into the immigration status of people they come into contact with. However, it doesn't preclude police from operating with immigration officials when requested or notified of situations where a potential threat to public safety is perceived. Criticism from the public comes on the heels of a video showing Milwaukee police assisting ICE with an arrest last week. The video was released by Voces and does contain distressed children.
I just want to ask the ICE officer something.
That's
all.
Can
I ask them something right now?
It's okay.
The video shows Jose de la Cruz Espinosa, 38, in a parked car near South 5th and West Beecher Street, with his wife and their three daughters, ages 14, 13, and 11. De la Cruz Espinosa's wife, Christine, testified before the Fire and Police Commission.
The things that have happened to me and my girls, I don't want to happen to another family. And I'm just asking for you to consider strengthening the policy because of other families that are going through this. My husband and my best friend was taken away from me. My girl's father was taken away in a normal day.
Milwaukee's police chief Alfonso Morales was in attendance last night and fielded my question on the public's concern.
There was a lot of public outcry today about, you know, the standard operating procedure of the police department collaborating or working with ICE. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, and I will tell you this, and I said it in session. Policy doesn't reduce crime, and it doesn't reduce fear. Interaction between the community police reduces fear, and it reduces crime. And that's been my ultimate goal. And the doors are open with any community group, to work together in the different geo areas to reduce that fear and reduce that crime.
Members of the Fire and Police Commission took the first step Thursday towards reappointing Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales. But Angela Lang, Executive Director of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, says what is important is that people continue to follow this issue and follow the process.
And also how we're connecting Chief Morales's reappointment and how he's handling the situation and understanding how maybe a non-cooperation with ICE should be part of the discussion when he is reappointed.
The commission will immediately begin accepting comments from the public through direct testimony, letters, and emails until October 20th. Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.